This is Kurt.
I'm Jason.
And this is Tracy.
And we are the MFG Cast. Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of the MFG Cast. We are going to be doing a review. We have not done a review for a while. It's been kind of a bit because we moved into a new house. Things kind of got a little mixed up. We didn't play as many games as we'd like to in between that time, but we were able to get to this game. Thank you to Weird Giraffe Games for letting us have a copy of it.
I think this is my first review.
I was thinking that as he said it's been a while. Nice. And I was like, I don't think you've had one.
I don't think I've been involved. I'm excited.
It's been a while for the board game veterans over here. But not
that. Novice, thank you for your service.
Thank you. So yeah, let's get into it. Weird Giraffe Games is Wicked and Wise. It is designed by Fertessa Elise and art by the ever awesome Beth Sobel.
The art is really cool.
Oh, I didn't know Beth Sobel did it.
Yeah. So if you've ever played Wingspan, or what else has she done?
Herbaceous.
Herbaceous, I think. Yeah.
Arboretum.
Yeah.
Did she do Arboretum?
Yeah, I think think so. She's done a lot. Beth Sobel's art is freaking amazing.
She's good at her job.
She really is.
Yeah.
Speaking of a good job, this game. Holy smokes. This game is a trick-taking game where you're playing as teams, and some people are the dragons, some people are the mice, and you are playing this game where you're basically kind of helping the dragons and the mice are working together to help each other out to
meet objectives.
Yes.
Sorry. I got really excited there.
You really
but it's
did.
True.
It is true.
No, because the dragons are the ones the dragons are fighting against each other, more or less, trying to get the tricks to meet the goals that each team individually has, and then the mouse is trying to give them extra skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mice are the assistants.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the story part of it is basically the dragons are hoarding all the treasure, and the mice are helping out.
Yeah, and they're very helpful.
They are. And it's funny, too, because when I first read about this game, I was like, oh, boy, it looks like the dragons are doing all the work and the mice do nothing. But the mice have a really big job in this game.
Yeah, it's for sure. Like, if the mouse doesn't get cards that are able to do what the dragon needs, like, you kind of sit there going, well, now what do I do? And you got to kind of figure it out. And, like, you can always do something to help, but you got to figure it out and think about it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
They definitely complement each other, the two characters.
Yeah, you have to work together.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's hard to work together. Like, you always have multiple options. So there's always, I like a game where you can always have something to do and you always have choices to make each turn for each player. There's always something to do, but there's choices. And, like, working together is tricky on that sometimes where it's, like, trying to figure out work together to get what you want, and you're both going, I don't know, well, I think we should do this, well, I think we should do that, well, I don't know, well, now neither one of them works,
yeah,
you know?
So yeah, yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. Well, and the interesting thing about this, too, is if you've played a trick-taking game, a lot of times you play multiple tricks, and you get multiple hands and stuff like that, and you get points depending upon what happens. Well, in this game, the dragons are only playing two cards apiece, and then the mice are only playing one card apiece, so, like, it's not a true trick-taking game. It's a little bit broken, but it works perfectly and seamlessly.
And trying to match the goals. The goals are well done, where, like, they're hard. Like, really hard to get some of them. So if your team ends up with choices for goals that are tricky, and the other team gets ones that are a little bit easier, you might have to fight more. Like, if you know you're not going to be able to get yours, you almost have to work to block the other team then.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if you've got two goals, you maybe know you can get one and one you might not be able to get. If you can go for that one that you might not be able to get, you're going to know then right away. Like, you know, there's some specific amounts of tricks or specific amount of cards, like specific cards that you're trying to gather. If you're like, get to the point where you're like, well, man, there's no way we can get this. We're done with our goal getting now, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then your whole goal switches to just trying to block the other team. And that's still very difficult.
Yeah.
Well, and kind of bopping off of what you were saying, it isn't a standard trick-taking game where you want to collect all the tricks. It's based on that goal or that objective, too. Mm-hmm. So your goal could be to only collect two tricks, or to not collect any tricks, or to collect certain number of symbol cards throughout the game or something like that. So the sky's the limit on the different amounts of goals and things that people can select based on each round. And so it's like always different.
And the strategy is constantly changing. Yes. Like, yeah. Within, like, the first person plays a card and you have the idea of what you want for your strategy as a team, and the other team has their strategy. But you each individually kind of have an idea of what you want to do based on the cards in your hand. And once that first card is played, everything's out the window.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And
you're
constantly adjusting. And yeah, you can feel like you really have an easy one. And then the other team, you know, like if there's a symbol on the card and you're like, oh yeah, we should be able to get that. That'll be really easy. And then all of a sudden the other team throws like a trump card, like one of the gems on it, and takes all of those, and all of a sudden you're going, well, now we can't get that. We had ourselves all set up, and now it's over, and we can't do that, and now we're never going to be able to get that goal. Can we get the other goal? Do we need to just go into block? Like, what do you got in your hand? Can we still get it? Like,
That and the fact that, like, you decide at the very, very, very beginning of the game whether or not you're going to have table talk.
Yeah.
Or to what extent you're going to have table talk with your teammate. So whether you have just yeses and nos, whether you sort of kind of talk, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Specific times they label it out. Like you can talk at this time and not at this time or this other time. I like how they make it specific about how you do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, 'cause there's some games for trick taking that you can't talk at all.
At all, yeah.
And then this one gives you, I think, three different levels of...
Yeah, of how you're going to do it.
Yeah, so you could have, like, total extremes of... I can't imagine only saying yes or no.
Yeah.
Table talk's an integral part of this game.
Yeah.
But it's also
difficult.
It's a full-on strategy on its own because the other team can hear
what you're saying, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have to like kind of try to talk in code, but how do you do that? Because the other team still knows what your code is, unless before you get going, like, there's so much to it with, well, if we do this, then what if they have that? And like trying to read your opponent's face a little bit. Well, if we do this and try to watch out of the corner of your eye, well, then, but if they do this, we won't be able to do that and see how they react.
Yeah.
And like, it's fun. It's a cool part of the game. There's a lot of layers to this.
Yeah, there is a lot of layers. Like, even like during the game, your teams can get up to three treasures, and once you use them, they're gone, but they kind of break the game a little bit to help out, you know, your team and stuff like that. But then with all that's going on, it's like all the table talk and then the treasures. And then if one of your teammates has a gem that kind of breaks the trump cards of what's been played and stuff like that, and that ends up being trump. But then you have to worry if somebody else has a higher gem card, which should trump you. So it's like there's so many things that you're like, you have to think about and try to like communicate with your teammate. Like, okay, you know, what are we doing here and how are we doing it? And hopefully you don't forget something in the process and stuff like that.
And you kind of want to watch what the other team's doing too, because like the mouse on the other team could offer up like card trades or having the other dragon draw a gem card or something. So you kind of want to try to remember what the other people have done also to be like, okay, yeah, they drew a gem card or they exchanged, so there's a possibility for this. So you kind of want to remember what you've got going on, but you need to remember what they have going on, possibly. So it's an interesting mangled concept. It's messy. Sort of. Yeah.
It really is messy.
It is.
I think this is one
that's a good messy.
Yeah, I'd say that with love. Yeah, I really did enjoy this game. I think even the negatives, which we can talk about some, I'm sure we each have a little bit of stuff that we would maybe change. But overall, it's great. There's very good play, but I think this is one, if you played multiple times, you're going to start to kind of get a feel for some of the strategy, where our first playthrough, some of the strategy at the beginning where, you know, we're trying one thing, it's like, oh, well, this isn't going to work. There's no way that would have worked. Like, it's just, you know, once you get into the game, it really comes into its own. So it's super complicated, but not really.
Yeah.
Like, once you start playing, there's so many rules, there's so many different things going on that there's a lot to it. So I'm fortunate to have you guys that can read through rules and like whatever, because I was so lost at the beginning. I just have to play. So once we were playing, I was like, oh, okay, now I'm starting to get this. Like,
yeah.
You know, so I think if you got a group of people that really do know how to play this, I think the strategy would get insane.
Yeah.
And like with the table talk and like trying to match and trade cards and feed each other stuff. And like, yeah, I think that's a very cool aspect of the game. I've never played a trick-taking game like this before.
No.
It would be interesting to throw, because it plays 2 to 6 players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how it plays too, but...
So you play as the dragon and the mouse.
Oh.
For each player.
But I think it would be interesting to play one more set of dragon mouse.
Six people would be...
That would be insane.
I think it would be really cool.
That would be like, my brain. But I looked at it and I was like, ooh, one more group of people?
Yeah.
That
the table talk would
be awesome.
Would get out of hand. You better be friends, because otherwise you're throwing fists. This is one where I can see like people getting real angry over, because you have to hope, like you have to screw over your opponents. You have to.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it.
Yeah.
So like, but you know, we've talked about before, some of the games are ones where you maybe don't want to play if you got that crabby uncle that can't handle people attacking them.
Yeah.
This ain't it.
Yeah.
Like, you better not.
Yeah, a trick taking game is not for you then.
Nope, don't do that. But this one is fun, where like it's a cool part of it, where full on is that strategy of like helping each other while also trying to block the other team.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I think we were kind of talking about some of the negatives brought up. I think some of those, what were the treasures?
Treasures, yeah.
Where you get a treasure and then it allows you one other thing. I don't think that some of those are defined. We had one where I still disagree how we define
it. So do I. We refuse to use it.
Right. They need to have better descriptions on what those cards specifically mean,
mm-hmm.
And how they can be used. And I am nitpicking here. Like, it's still good, but some of those treasures, it's like, well, this is stupid.
I think
like,
it was only one that one sense. Specifically.
There was a few where I still was
that
like,
made us pretty angry.
That one, I was like, whatever. Yeah. Obviously, like, I playing games, I'm like, whatever. I'm still just playing a game. But it was one of those where it was like, whatever. Like, I don't care. But, like, let's stop talking about this or I am going to get mad. Like,
well,
let's move on.
We refused to use that one. And so every time.
Well, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about it.
Yeah. We collected the coin instead because we were like, forget this treasure card.
Yeah.
It was something about being the first.
It was doing something on your next turn.
Yeah, and you leading the trick the next time.
Yeah, and then the discussion was, is the next turn the one that is about to happen or the one after the one that's about to happen?
Yeah. Which is something that maybe I'll do some clarifications on Board Game Geek and see if they give us a clear cut explanation, which will probably still not make you guys happy, but you know, we'll at least get that. Get that explanation, maybe.
Like, it may have gotten to the point where I said I might pick up the card and tear it up, or we would never use it again.
But there was some of the other ones, too, where, like, it didn't matter and we were playing them, but there was, like, 3 or 4 where it got used, and I was like, I don't think that's how that was supposed to go. I just didn't care. Like, I'd rather just keep playing the game, have a good time, but there were 3 or 4 of them that were played where I was like, I don't think that's what that card means. Or just didn't.
No.
It was read a different way. And
but
I was like,
we didn't really even use them much. They used them a lot. We didn't really use them because we were
our strategy was just a little different, where we were collecting coins right from the start, and I think we got fortunate where we just piled coins right away. We got lucky on our first round, where we had a pretty big lead where we could just kind of keep feeding the coins and not using the treasures where they were playing from behind right from the start. So they needed to kind of gamble and do some of that stuff with the goals and with the treasures.
Right.
So they're using them a lot more. Which probably also seems we haven't played this game. This is the first time using those treasures, and it was our opponent, me and you, Tracy. It was Kurt and Mike using the treasures to try and beat us. So obviously there's a little bias where they want the card to mean one thing, and we want it to mean another thing.
Yeah.
And seeing as they were the only ones using them, it was always the one team seeing it the way they wanted to see it versus us also doing that with our cards. And, like, that's not an attack on whatever. It's just that's just the way it goes. If somebody's the
it's
one
interpretation.
Yeah, if you're the one that's using it the way that you're reading it.
Yeah.
Well, and also, it's you are the one, Kurt, with the instructions, and Mike's a board game savant that looks up everything nonstop. And Tracy and I are kind of the ones that sit back a little bit more and, like, how does this work? Okay, whatever. Like, we're just going along. So we got the two people setting the rules, using the rules to their advantage, kind of. So, like, that's one of the things where the game needs to be defined. We shouldn't be deciding what cards mean while we're playing. The cards should mean what they mean, and we shouldn't have an argument about it.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a house rule.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm all about house rules.
Yeah, I know, I mean, but it should be.
And I mean, not to brag, but we did still win.
We did.
But we only won.
I was waiting for you to say that. Otherwise, I was
going
to
say. Yeah. It was one of those things where at first it looked like you guys were going to run away with it, and we actually came back and made it a lot closer than it seemed at first.
Maybe because your treasure cards were
pulled wrong. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Because we cheated. Me and Mike, I actually pulled Mike aside. I don't even know if you guys know. I took him outside, and I was like, we're going to cheat the whole game, and we're going to make it
close.
You
took him outside.
Yeah, it was obvious.
How did we not notice that?
Yeah, they must have teleported or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You snuggled in the corner and were like,
jeez.
I wish I would have been on that team. Our team didn't snuggle at
all.
Better remember next time, Tracy. Yeah.
Damn.
No, but like it is kind of nitpicking also on that.
Oh, yeah.
But it is one of those spots where that is something that could be cleaned up a little bit on this one, just in the directions. I don't think there needs to be a change to the game.
It could be clarification. It could be a glossary explanation of all the treasures, so then people like know exactly what that means.
Right, like the one we were kind of discussing is it said you could do something on your next turn, and our argument was, well, is the next turn the one that is coming now, or the one after this one?
Yeah.
And you guys said, well, next, if it doesn't say current, this is current, where we were saying, well, we haven't taken the turn yet, so it is our next turn. And kind of the way I was thinking about, because I've been thinking about this since we played, is I'm a sports guy. So if I am the coach for a little league team, like I was when my son was up, and I just had somebody bat, and I turn and look, and the kids are not paying attention, I'm going to turn to little Tommy and be like, hey, you're up next.
Yes.
He's the one that is coming, and he's the one who's going now, where the argument was more or less saying that not little Tommy, but Johnny that's on deck is the one that's technically next, because Tommy is the current batter. And that's where the argument, and there is an argument for both. That's where there was no way. Like
I disagree with you guys.
Yeah,
It's making me agitated. Let's not talk about the treasure card anymore.
But we can see just by the way that we did it. Like there is an argument for both ways. Mm-hmm. Where I can see, like I did agree that I see what you guys were saying, and it could very well be that.
I see that it's wrong, but
but that could be the way that the author, the designer, like that could be what they meant. Like the next turn, not this turn, the next turn.
Yep.
I could see it that way.
Yeah, for sure.
So there just needs to be a little bit of clarification. And there was multiple treasures that had little things like that where it was like, oh, now you get to do it during this turn, but this because it helps you. But this other one, you didn't get to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where, and how many can you use, like, during a hand versus, like, because at one point we said one, and then there was a hand where there was, like, three of them.
They used all three.
Yeah.
I thought you could only use one.
Right. No. So it's just a little bit on the clarification where,
because I think I asked.
Yeah.
And it was, thank you. Yeah. I was like, I asked, and they said one, and then all of a sudden at the end of the turn, or at the end of the, towards the end of the game, they used three, and I was like, what the shit is happening
here? If it was me, I never said it.
Baloney. It was you.
And may play multiple treasures on a turn.
Because
I read the instructions.
Early on in the game, because Tracy had the treasure, she went to do two, and we were told, oh, you can't do those two. So maybe it was, like, those specific cards.
It could be what was said on the actual card.
But, like, I'm with you, Tracy. Like, I was like, oh, you can only... Because then for the entire time, I was like, oh, we can only use one treasure at a time. Yeah. We've got this garbage one that's next that can is only on a hand that doesn't matter and whatever. So we've only...
Going to torch those treasures.
I know. We've talked about these treasures more than we've talked about this whole game. So I think we get the
clarification. Hey, you can cut it down.
No, we need clarification.
I will not.
He's not going to be able to sleep tonight.
I'm going to get all those clarifications because we're not playing this game again until
we get those. I can't wait to add another group of people to play with us. So
that would be fun. That would be actually.
Know what I would say? And this is I don't normally say it. That would be sick.
Nice. Sick, bro.
Sick, bro. That would just blow it up, bro. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and we can sit and argue about it, and we will. We will continue to argue about
We'll do it off the mic.
Yes.
But it's, I think part of the reason why we're arguing about it or we're arguing and continue and will continue is because the treasures actually do stuff for you.
Yeah.
So like those cards aren't, it's some games it's where there's nothing and it just doesn't matter. Like some of the extra features to it.
Yeah.
This one, it really does matter and it changes the entire point of the game then. Yeah. So like what you're exchanging, the treasures you're doing, the using the gems, following suit, which suit, your goals, like
everything. I think that's how they caught up is they're Matt, like using three treasures at a time.
Well, we had to.
We're mad banking on.
Well, the thing is,
the last turn.
Well, but I'm saying they used a lot of treasures.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, though, is because when we were getting a lot of our cards dealt to us, we were getting cards that, like, at least in my hand, I was getting a lot of cards where for my goal or our goals, it was like, you can get zero or two tricks. And I was like, I have so many high cards, I'm getting all the tricks.
Yep.
So, like, I have to find a way to do something else. So, like, the treasures help that.
So, they were beneficial to you.
Yes. And then also, like, also something we actually didn't really talk about that much is when you win a trick, you get a choice of two coins or that treasure. Mm-hmm. And then the other team gets the other thing that you didn't pick. So... That's a different way of you being able to try to game the system to try to, you know, win when you have, you know, things that maybe aren't working for you. And, like, even, like, the mice that you have that you're working with, like, the mouse for your team.
Mice.
Can help you figure out, like, okay, you can't tell your partner flat out, like, I have a bunch of shit cards, but you can be like, this ain't happening. I need some help. So, like, you know, there's a lot of different things in this game which help you kind of get around some of the things that you might run into that might help you, that might hurt you in the end. So you
some of those cards that the Mises have are cards saying that either the dragon or the mouse or the dragon and the mouse, whichever you choose, can pick new cards and discard some of theirs. So some of that is where, like you're saying, like, hey, I'm not helping on this one. Like, I got to get rid of some of this. So then your mouse knows, like, if they have those cards to be able to allow you to get rid of them, or some of them allow the mouse to draw cards, pick through them, and then give the dragon whichever one they choose. Sometimes that maybe makes more sense because then you can hand pick and make sure that the dragon's going to get something instead of, like, okay, the dragon only is going to get one, where it kind of works out where some of that, where even if you don't have anything to start with, you can change your entire hand within a very short, like each play, you can change your entire hand or change your partner's hand.
Yeah, yeah. And another thing we didn't talk about either is we play three rounds of a bunch of tricks and stuff like that. So, like, you even get different goals from time to time, and, like, the dragon actually will take a certain amount of goals and pass them to the mice, and then they'll decide how many they want to do, because if you win, you get all the amount of coins, but if you lose, you have to lose half of that rounded down. So, like, you know, there's the strategy of that then, and being like, okay, well, what are we going to do here? And table talk will also determine that. Like, can I talk to you during the goal session? Can I not? Now I have to figure out, like, can we get these? I look at my cards, and I'm like, I don't have very good cards, but hopefully you have a bunch of good cards, or I have a bunch of really good cards. Hopefully you don't have a bunch of crap cards that screw everything up.
Ricky, like, at that part with the goal setting, because we had it set so we couldn't talk during the goal choosing, and that was kind of tricky then, because it's like, well, I can see what I've got. What do you have? Like, if it's taking a certain symbol on the cards, like the one time I wasn't really thinking, and I was like, because I was the one that made the final decision, and it was like the squiggly thing, and I was like, oh, my hand is filled with those, and I've got like all the high, I've got four of the highest five cards here, like we're gonna be able to take all those. So like I chose that, and then as soon as I chose it, we started the first hand. I was like, oh shoot, I'm not the dragon. I'm the one with all the ones that I'm going to be able to take. Like, how do I get those over? And then I was looking, and none of mine allowed me to give the dragon those cards. So that we were kind of in a stuck spot because I made a dumb choice at the goal choosing. So, like, yeah, there's so many different layers to it, and it's all important.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. A thing that I didn't talk about is we got a little mini expansion for it too, Reflections, which we didn't get to play because we wanted to play this game first to just kind of get a feel for it or whatever. But I like what's coming in the expansion when we play it, because it's got some cards that have multiple icons for different suits that you'll be able to play during the game, but it also has different goals and treasure cards too that will also help too. So that'll be fun to play, but. Overall, I really enjoyed this game.
Absolutely. The negatives aren't really negatives. You know, there aren't any... There's nothing to this game where I'm like, yeah, that part of the game sucks. Like, every part of the game is well thought out, well played. Again, we just need a little clarification on some of it. But each part of it, whether even the stuff we disagree on, if the card meant the one thing, cool. That's awesome. Like, it's a really good card. If it means the other thing... Cool. It's awesome. That's a really good card. We just need to make sure we agree on it. But every part of it, like everything, it lends itself very well to every other part of the game. It's interconnected really well, where there's not like, okay, well, we need to think about doing this and we need to think about doing this. And then there's this other stuff. It's like, yeah, we need to think about all of those, but they're all interconnected. Everything makes sense. It's not really super abstract the way some games are. Everything makes sense, and like all of the stuff is connected in a way that makes sense along with the story of the game.
It's done
really cool.
Well, and in general, like any game, if you have like debatable cards, some people play games and they don't end up having the cards be debatable, and they don't, that's not a negative to them, because the teams may view the card the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just that group of players that are like, I think it's this way. We think it's this way. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing. So I don't think it's a negative. It's just the way.
Yeah, it's just the interpretation. Yeah, for sure.
So.
For sure.
Well, and who knows? It could have run totally different if we would have been trying to use some of those too. But instead we were just collecting coins.
Mm-hmm.
So many coins. Yeah. So many more coins, if you
will. I think the first round maybe we were up 12-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we only won by 5.
So that goes to show you.
Yeah, we spent the rest of the game getting like just maintaining more or less.
Yeah.
Which was
But we still won.
Yeah.
It was a fun strategy on that though, and I would have absolutely played different. Like, you guys did have to gamble, but you had the ability there. And even in that last round, if a couple of cards would have just landed just a little bit different, it would have went.
Yeah.
And at any point during the game, the lead could have changed if something just flopped. We just got lucky with the way some of it went, and by getting lucky to start with.
Yeah. I even told Mike, I think there was a treasure card that I could have used that would have helped us, and I totally forgot about it. So, you know, it's just one of those things that... There's a lot there, so you just have to be on your toes and just make sure that you keep your head in the game.
Cool game. Cool art on the cards, too.
Yeah,
I know
for sure.
We kind of talked about it to start with, but it's something. Go check this one out, because these cards are, I mean, it's just a deck of cards.
Yeah,
but it's still really well done. The shapes and the design.
The features and the dragons and the people and stuff like that and the magic and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, this is... I know we've only played this once, but this is ranking up very high in my favorite
trick-taking
games.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So. Yeah, I was glad that this... I was happy to play a trick-taking game because we hadn't for a while. And once we started doing it, I was very excited because It's not a typical trick-taking game. Mm-hmm. Like, if you know how to take tricks, that's a minimal part of this game, but it's the main part of the game.
Yeah.
But then everything else feeds into it. It's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny, too, because trick-taking games have been a thing since Hoyle made a deck of cards, basically, you know, and they've made a million different versions of trick-taking games, and they're a lot of times they're really good, you know.
This one's there's a different spin to this one.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, they reinvented the wheel with this. That's for sure.
Yeah,
I have played quite a few trick-taking games because those are ones where even you know, when you're in college and you can sit around and play some drinking games and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Those are all trick-taking games.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a million different homemade versions of them. Where I know we had a couple different games where we made up the rules when we were that age and. There was nothing like this. I've never had something where there's so many different parts and where, because really we had four people playing and only two people were technically playing the trick-taking part of the game. The other two were just kind of there to
compliment.
Help more or less.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone was equally involved in the game. I was the mouse and I definitely did not ever feel like I wasn't playing the game, even though I wasn't I'm not taking tricks, but I definitely felt an integral part to the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's very cool.
I needed you as my teammate.
I needed you as my teammate.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
Someone please.
The more you know.
Alexa, play My Heart Will Go On.
No, wouldn't it be funny if she started playing downstairs?
That would be hilarious. Mm-hmm. Oh, can't hear it. Okay, it didn't work. We'll send email.
No emails were sent.
All right, again, thank you to Weird Draft Games for letting us try this out. We really enjoy it. It's going to definitely be a keeper for us. If you are interested in it, make sure you check out their website. Usually around the holidays here, they've got... they'll have discounts or some kind of deals. If you can't do that, go to your local game store.
Shop local.
Ask them for it. Ask them to order it for you, please. Believe me, it'll be worth your time. And that's it for us until next time. And until then, I'm Kurt.
I'm Jason.
And I am Tracy.
And this was the MFG Cast. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.